You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Oh, what could have been for Coda Capper Kyle on Wednesday? Unfortunately, for the first time in several weeks, he has a losing appearance on the podcast. So let's recap the losing card for Wednesday. His day started strong and in dramatic fashion, I guess. He had Baltimore on the money line against Minnesota. 2-2 ball game at the bottom of the ninth. Boom, there it goes. 2-run walk-off homer. The O's win the game. They cover the run line. He had the money line, and he gets to cash the ticket. Oh, my Twins just cannot hit the baseball right now. So painful at the top of the order. I think they were combined, 0 for 11 again, maybe with, 5 strikeouts, something like that. Just put the ball in play. You can't make them pay unless you put the ball in play. I am sick and tired of all these strikeouts. As a Twins fan, I had money on the Twins, actually. So, yes, I am a little bitter about that game. Coda Capper Kyle beats me head-to-head yet again. Then in the next wager, I am really angry about it. Coda Capper Kyle had the Angels and the Rays under the 8. The Rays rally in the bottom of the 8th to take the lead. But that bullpen has been dreadful this year. They give up a 2 spot on the top of the 9th. They lose yet again. And unfortunately, the under 8 loses as well. Coda Capper Kyle had the Tigers on the run line against Texas. The Rangers rally to get the win. He loses that ticket. Then of the nightcap, he had Cleveland on the money line at Boston. And this time around, the Guardians couldn't get the 6 going, so he loses that ticket. So a 1-3 day for Coda Capper Kyle. He'll be back next week. Hopefully, I'll end the losing streak here tonight with a winning card. We'll get to that in just a moment. But fun fact here for you, the Oakland Athletics now have a better record than 3 teams that made the playoffs last year. And I didn't expect to be saying this 20 games into the season. The 3 teams that made the playoffs last year that have a worse record than the Oakland Athletics, well, the Miami Marlins, they have just 4 wins this season. How about the Houston Astros? I didn't see this coming. And then, of course, my Minnesota Twins only have 6 wins this year as well. So, tough start for some playoff teams from last year. Congrats to the A's, though. They've won more games in April than I thought they would probably in April and May combined. I know even the worst team in baseball can win 40% of the time, but I thought Oakland was maybe going to put that to the test this year. Instead, maybe it's going to be the Chicago White Sox, but we'll see. But now, let's get to my card for Thursday. I hope it's a bounce-back day for the podcast, for me personally, because I lost a lot of personal wagers and lost in the newsletter yesterday. So let's start with the first 5 run line. I looked at so many different ways to bet this game. I'm going to back the Tampa Bay Rays at home, minus the half a run against the Los Angeles Angels at the minus 110. So Ryan Pepioy will take the hill for the Rays. I practiced his name about 10 times, listened to the broadcast of how they pronounced his name, and I still couldn't get it right there. So yes, he's going for the Rays today. 2 bad and 1 good start this season. Last out, he allowed 4 runs over 5 innings against the Giants. 95 career innings, a 3.22 ERA. He has high upside. Meanwhile, it's Griffin Canning getting the start for LA. 4 or more runs allowed in all 3 starts to open the season. He has a 9.88 ERA and a 1.83 whip. He has a career 4.78 ERA. So once again, I wanted to play the full game run line, but I just couldn't do it given that 6.23 bullpen ERA for Tampa Bay this year. I looked at the money line, but that just wasn't attractive enough of a price. So in the end, yes, I'm going the first 5 run line here. Once again, with Tampa Bay minus the half a run over LA at the minus 110. Next up on the card, it's a money line. It's the Texas Rangers, minus the 102 at the Detroit Tigers. So it'll be Jack Leiter making his major league debut for the Rangers. second overall pick in 2021. His father, Al, pitched 19 years in the big leagues. I remember collecting his Topps baseball cards back in the day. Uncle Mark was a major leaguer, and his cousin, Mark Jr., well, he's currently in the show as well. So good bloodlines, to say the least, in that family. Leiter has a 4.26 ERA in spring, then a 3.77 ERA in AAA this season. Meanwhile, for Detroit, it's Kenta Maeda going for the Tigers. He has a 6 ERA this year after facing three of the four lowest scoring teams in baseball. Yes, he didn't have to face tough competition and still has struggled. 2020 is the last year Maeda had a sub-4 ERA. The Rangers rank 8th in OPS against righties. The Tigers rank 26th. So I typically bet against rookie pitchers, but not today. Give me the Texas Rangers on the money line at the Detroit Tigers at the -102. Next up on the card, it's a money line. It's the Boston Red Sox at home against the Cleveland Guardians at a -126. So it is Carlos Carrasco getting the call for the Guardians, a 3.55 ERA in the season, and an ugly 1.66 whip. This guy's like a cat with nine lives. Last out, 4 2/3 innings, 5 hits, 5 walks, and yet he gave up only 1 run against the Yankees. Carrasco had a 6.80 ERA last season. This is a hitter-friendly park, so I would expect the Red Sox to make him pay for that 1.66 whip tonight. Conflicting reports on the Red Sox starter, still to be determined at this point. So no first five numbers have been posted yet. The over might be the play, but I'm just going to take Boston in the money line here. It's a fade of Carlos Carrasco. Give me the Red Sox on the money line, -126 over Cleveland.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Next up on the card, it's a total for you. It's the Miami Marlins at the Chicago Cubs over the 8 at a -104. So how will the winds be blowing at Wrigley? Well, you always need to check that, of course. But it's going to be A.J. Puck towing the rubber for the Marlins. He has an ugly 5.91 ERA and an even uglier 2.44 whip on the season. Last out, 4 2/3 innings, 2 runs allowed against the Yankees. He has a career 3.87 ERA, so he should be better than what we've seen so far this season. Meanwhile, it's Jameson Taillon making his season debut after a couple rehab starts with a 4.26 ERA for the Cubbies. Taillon had a 4.84 ERA last season. The Cubbies bats have the top OPS against lefties this season, and they have the top OPS at home. So let's go Marlins and Cubs to get me some runs. I'm going to go over the 8 at the -104. Next up on the card, it's a first 5 total. It's the Arizona Diamondbacks at the San Francisco Giants under the 4.5 runs at a -125. So Ryan Nelson makes his 4th start of the year for the D-backs. He gave up 5 against the Yankees to open the season, gave up 3 against the Braves, and last out, he went 6 strong, giving up just a run at the Cardinals. Logan Webb goes for the Giants, always tough at home, a 3.80 ERA on the season. 3 of his 4 starts have been good this year, including back-to-back 7-inning efforts against the Padres and the Rays. He has a career 3.42 ERA, So I like no runs in this game, at least in the first five. Well, they're going to score a couple, but keep it under the 4.5 anyway. I'm on the Diamondbacks and the Giants under the 4.5 in the first five at the -125. Next up in the card, I got ahead of myself here a little bit. It's an Urfy. It's the Arizona Diamondbacks at the San Francisco Giants at a -115. So let's just double down on the handicap. D-backs, Giants, no runs in the first at the -115. So small slate of games in Major League Baseball on Thursday, but I managed to bet every single one of them. So we'll see how it goes. Let's recap my card for a Thursday. First five run line. Don't trust that Tampa Bay bullpen. I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Rays in the first five, -0.5 run against the Angels at the -110. Money line, full game here. I'm on the Texas Rangers at the Detroit Tigers. I'll take the Rangers at the -102. Another money line for the full game. I'm on the Boston Red Sox against the Cleveland Guardians at the -126. Yes, I don't even know the Red Sox starter, but that's how badly I want to fade Carlos Carrasco. If you can get a good first five over, I would probably do that as well. But for the game, I'm taking the Red Sox -126. Next up on the card, it's the Miami Marlins at the Chicago Cubs. I'm on the over 8 at the -104. First five total, I'm on the Diamondbacks and the Giants under the 4.5 at a -125. Then one Nerfy on the card for you, D-backs and Giants. No runs in the first at the -115. So that's my card for a Thursday. Enjoy the games. Enjoy betting baseball. It is a whole lot of fun, whether it goes good or bad. Just to have the action on Major League Baseball, at least for me, is a whole lot of fun. As always, everyone, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.